In this election year, a few select issues have dominated the presidential campaign: the economy, Medicare, education. Many other issues have been given little attention or only recently made it into the candidates' stump speeches. We've asked a group of writers and thinkers across the political spectrum to tell us which subjects they'd like to hear the candidates talk more about. Today we have two perspectives, the first from Jim Wallace, editor of Sojourners magazine.
At election time, poor people don't exist. In the world's richest country, 36 million people continue to live in persistent poverty, virtually unaffected by the ups and downs of the business cycle which presidential candidates make so much of. Simply put, poor people don't have enough clout, power, or votes to matter to most of those running for office. Yet the biblical prophets warn that a nation's moral health and integrity will be most tested by how it treats its poorest and most vulnerable citizens. They are the best test of how we define our sense of community, who's us and who's them. One lonely newspaper columnist this fall tried vainly to bring the poor to the attention of the nation by pointing out that their numbers are more than every man, woman, and child in the nation's 25 largest cities, or the District of Columbia and 23 states, or every American between the ages of 45 and 60. All of these statistics have a very human face. In the neighborhood where I live, poor children go to bed to the sound of gunfire, only 20 blocks from where Bill Clinton lives. But Bill Clinton isn't the president of poor people. In his now famous litany of what and who he will protect, Medicare, the environment, education, etc., poor people are never mentioned. And Bob Dole apparently doesn't even know that they exist. In the second presidential debate, he claimed that people don't go without food or health care. This is America, he said. Come on down to the neighborhood, Bob. And you too, Bill. Let's have a rally in our community. We could discuss what is not being talked about in this campaign: the loss of jobs that pay a living family wage, the implications of the growing concentration of wealth in fewer and fewer hands, the dramatic increase in the economic gaps between Americans, and a coarser and coarser consumer culture whose destructive values pollute the airwaves as much as the air, thereby putting all of our children's hearts and minds at risk. USA Today recently ran a front-page story detailing how those economic gaps have dramatically increased in the last few decades, and documenting how such social chasms lead to much higher rates of crime and violence, stress, cancer, and heart disease on every level of society. The gaps, their county-by-county national survey revealed, are both unhealthy and dangerous to a society's moral and social fabric. The article read like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Jesus, who focused a moral and spiritual spotlight on dangerous social divisions. But because the camera lights of this campaign have focused in other directions, the urgent questions of economic democracy and social renewal are not on the political agenda. At election time, poor people don't exist.
Jim Wallace is editor of Sojourners magazine and the author of Who Speaks for God?